so for you, Warner, how much of that resonates to your experience when you left the game?
All of it. Absolutely every little bit. And with Steve passing away, I've obviously thought a lot on this over the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And you try to think of ways to put it into words that make sense. And as fans, it's tough to hear an athlete say, oh, I'm down and out, and I didn't have it made, and oh, woe is me. There's money in the bank. You're 35 years old. You got a lot of life ahead of you. You got all kinds of things. Most of the population's going, yeah, I wish I had your troubles, right? So an athlete knows this. You know that most people are going, most people wish they were me. Most people would be quite happy to be retired at 35 and have some money in the bank and the opportunity to go and kind of maybe do what you want. But it's not as simple as that. You've from a very young age pushed to be a hockey player and be the best that you can be, at least, and try to be one of the best in the world. And you mentioned the obsessive compulsive behavior. That's one of your greatest assets when you're playing hockey. The ability to be selfish and to be obsessive over what you're doing, to go out and practice, to put what your drive and all your energy and effort into one thing. That's one of your best assets, is that obsessive compulsive behavior that I think that most athletes have. But at the end of the day, when you leave that game, you still have that obsessive compulsive behavior and you have nowhere to put that energy. And that's one of the things that I think that guys that walk away really struggle with. I know that I struggled with it, and still do. There's lots of days you wake up and you go, I can do more, you know. You want to take on more and do more. And it's like you said with Hunchak, you almost need to put the brakes on and just stop and, whoa, take it easy. But that's not how you were wired. That wasn't how you got to be what you were. So not only that, and I remember I did an interview with one of the papers in town when I was hoping to get a job, but I knew I wouldn't. And I think I said something along the lines of, hopefully I'm hockey. I forget how I worded it, but hockey wasn't going to define me as a person. But it does. It is what you are. It is who you are. It is. And at the time I thought, well, no, I'm more than that. And you want to be more than that. But on the other hand, why isn't that enough? Why do you got to be more? And instead of just accepting that and I'm a hockey player. That's what I want to be. And that's who I am. And Hirsch talked about getting right into work or right into something. A lot of guys take the approach, okay, I'm done hockey. I got to get away from it. I enjoyed it for 6 months. I thought it was great. I'm retired. I'm going to go to Phoenix. I'm going to golf, come home, and travel around and do this and that. And then one day you wake up and you're going, I wonder how many more years I got. What am I going to do? I've got nothing to accomplish. And you don't realize it, but the thoughts that are going through your head are a very depressed thought. You don't wake up saying, oh boy, I'm depressed. But the thoughts you're having are, I got nothing to do today. What am I? I don't know. Take the kid for a walk. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the time goes by and you get just kind of a darker place. And call it depression. There's lots of talk of concussions and lifestyles. I don't know what it is. You can't pinpoint, well, because he got a concussion that he's going to struggle. You can't pinpoint that, well, he's retired, he's going to struggle. Although I think that a lot of guys do struggle with it. Some guys won't. Some guys move on. Marty Jelena's coaching and seems to be having a great time. But I do know that there are programs with the union, and I think they're decent programs. But like the guy said on the on TV last night, you've got to go and reach out to them to get that help or that guidance. And the pride and the arrogance and the ego or whatever you want to call it that an athlete has, a lot of times doesn't allow them to do that. And the fact that, like I said at the start, most athletes are smart enough to realize that the rest of the population would be happy to have our problems. So then you start thinking, well, what do I need to reach out and get help for? I should be fine.
Did you reach out to the NHLPA?
Not to the union, no. There was a few instances. Ronnie Stern, I was leaving the Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever speaking engagement that he did in town, I was leaving and ran into Ronnie Stern, and he said, "How you doing, kid?" And I said, "Nah." "Oh, okay." He said, "Call me tomorrow, we'll go for coffee." And just, we had a conversation, and it was light, but it was, I think it was the first guy that I'd talked to that had retired that kind of said, "Well, do you feel like this, and are you doing that?" And it's like, "Yeah, yeah, I do." And he's like, "Well, maybe try this, maybe try that." And I think that's what a lot of guys, and I've talked to a lot of guys over the last week, obviously with the situation that's happening, you kind of reach out to guys that you were close with. And a lot of guys now are retired, and it's amazing how everyone's story is the same. They're struggling with being away from the game, whether that's because I got punched in the head in a concussion or you're 35 years old and you're retired and you've got reason to live. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but you're 35. Not many guys are retired at 35.
You mentioned the situation. You're obviously talking about Steve Monitor. You were very close with Steve, obviously. Safe to say that's something that he was battling with.
100%.
Because there's the other part, too. So, remember, he signed the big contract with Chicago and then couldn't really get into the lineup, and then you're done. You think, man, this is great. Stanley Cups, great town, and then it's all over.
Well, and then sometimes that money's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because you start going, you know, it allows you to not do anything. Well, I've got money in my bank account. I don't really have to get up and go to work. I don't need a job. I can go to Phoenix tomorrow or today. I can run around and do whatever. So, I mean, it can be a bad thing.
The NHLPA, and again, you didn't go there, so I guess I'm just kind of, based on what you've heard, does it do enough?
No. And it's not a shot at them, and it's hard to probably do enough, and there's lots going on, but they could certainly, and I hope they will. There are programs available, but it means flying out east and going to a two-day course or a three-day course in some college out east. Well, if you got three kids at home, you don't want to fly out to that. And it's kind of silly because the course that they're offering, I didn't go to it. But I'm thinking that there's probably someone here in this town that can offer you as much guidance as you'd get there. In a nutshell, I think the union could do a much better job helping guys transition from playing to not playing.
And you know,
and I don't think it has to be a major something.
And all of these situations are different. But the saying always goes, well, someone's going to have to die before they change this or do this.
There's plenty that have.
And now it's becoming a disturbingly long list between Rippon and Bugard and obviously Steve and many other at any level. We saw a kid in the West in junior hockey do it. We see it in the AHL.
It's just too common a theme for me. I don't know the science behind it, and I do know how my own personal and stories from guys that I've talked to, but it's just too common a theme for me to think that there's not some type of correlation.
The troubles are understandable because you focus your entire life on one thing and it's not like you're a musician and you just slowly fade off and continue to do concerts at smaller and smaller venues. You go from bright lights to nothing the next day. It's not like you...
I can remember my last... So at the end of every year, you have a meeting, right?
Exit meeting, right?
Clean out your locker. Okay, I'll see you in... Sometimes it's a two-minute meeting. Sometimes it's a five-minute meeting. The year before, I was being asked, what do you think about... Should we trades? My last year, and I didn't even get a meeting. And it's not a shot at the Flames, and I'm not... Mm. It's not a bitter pill. Well, it is a bitter pill, but just as an example, it was, here's your locker, here's your garbage bag, see ya.
That's and how quick, okay? That's and, how quick. One year you're asked about, like, how does this organization look, and the next...
And even the union, you get an email from the union saying, at the end of September usually, or early October, saying, you're not on an NHL roster, you're not under NHL contract. Do you want the NHL medical insurance? It's going to cost you this much. Check yes or no and fill out the forms. And thank you. Oh, and by the way, your sign-in for the website, it doesn't really work anymore.
But if you call, they'll answer.
Yeah. And the docs will help you. And but the problem is, by the time you need to make that call, you don't want to make that call.